Tonight, an alarming warning from national security officials about the personal information you put on your dating apps.
If there's an interest to see it, assume that somebody could see it.
Our investigation begins in Europe, where transparency laws give us a window into just how much of your personal data is at risk. This is Victoria.
Been on a few dates.
Yep.
An American who recently moved to London. Here, unlike in the US, European law requires dating apps to turn over data they keep on users if requested. We had three people living in Europe request their data. We found that Hinge collected a stunning 250 pages of data on Victoria in less than 6 months. NBC News looked at these four dating apps and found they collected personal information, including everything from exact location data to sexual preference. Some collecting users' chat messages and Grindr collecting HIV status.
It's made me rethink using the apps.
John Demers is the Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
How long does that data live for?
It could live forever.
Justice Department officials tell NBC News they are concerned about Grindr, the popular dating app for gay men. It's owned by Kunlun Tech, a Chinese gaming company. Sparking concerns, the app's data could be turned over to the Chinese government.